Hare Krishna. So Krishna has very beautifully described what is Nishkama Karma Yoga, very elaborately, from text number 3 to text number 9 of chapter 3. So Arjuna, after hearing all the Nishkama Karma Yoga, that is, work without getting attached to the result, without having any desire, just work, give your 100%. So Arjuna is like, humse na ho payega, I'll not do. Krishna, I feel better, I give up work. I don't want to do anything. So now Krishna is speaking the next thing. So Krishna's level was up, the jnana part, when we saw in second chapter somewhere. And then he reduced it, where he came down to karma yoga, nishkama karma yoga. And after speaking all this and looking at Arjuna's expression, one level down again, Krishna is coming to a section called Karma Kanda, where a person has desires and he wants to get those desires fulfilled, and so he's working. So now Krishna is going to tell what should such people do. So the section that we're going to start from today is basically, how can a person with desires go up to the level of Nishkama Karma Yoga and beyond that? A very, very interesting section. Lots and lots of things to learn in our day-to-day life. And these are very, very practical to implement in our day-to-day life. So let's see. Shloka number 10.
Saha yagya praja shrishtva purovacha prajapatihi anena prasavishyadvam eshavostvishta kamadok.
Now here, Krishna is saying that Srishtva, in the beginning of creation, what happened in the beginning of creation? Prajapatihi, who is Prajapati? Lord himself, Lord Vishnu himself. We'll discuss on this word more when we start our discussion on the shloka. Prajapatihi, that is Lord himself. So in the beginning of creation, what did Lord do? Saha yagya prajaha. Prajaha is basically generations of men and demigods. So Krishna sent them, and along with them, saha, what did he send? Yagyaha, sacrifices. He sent sacrifices. And what did he say? Purovacha. What did he say? Anena prasavishyadvam. The Lord is saying that by this, may you prosper more and more. And then he says, eshaha vaha astu ishta kamaduk. So he's saying that by this, may all your desires be fulfilled, all your material desires be fulfilled. Such a nice benediction. Everyone wants their material desires to be fulfilled. And here Krishna very beautifully is saying, may all your desires be fulfilled. But there is something hidden. By doing all this, gradually you will attain liberation also. That's what is hidden here. So let's discuss very wonderful purport by Srila Prabhupada. Now, whenever we talk about Lord creating men and demigods and this entire creation, one question comes to the mind, and people ask also, that Bhagwan dunya banane wale kahe ko dunya banai? Why did you create? Why did you create, this entire world? Dunya banane wale. The answer is here. Firstly, why are we here? Prabhupada says, because of the forgetfulness of the relationship with Vishnu. Since we have forgotten our relationship with Krishna or Vishnu, we are there in this material world. Now look at the merciful nature of Lord Krishna or Lord Vishnu. Look at the merciful nature. Why he has created this material world? Sometimes people ask, why there is so much of suffering? Why this? Why that? But let's understand the essence why this material world is created. Why? Material creation by the Lord of creatures, Vishnu, is a chance, please, listen to this, is a chance offered to the conditioned souls to come back home, back to Godhead. So this material world is created only for one reason. There is no other reason, only one reason. And what is that? That one reason is so that we all go back home, back to Godhead. Now, the next question might be, that how can we go back home, back to Godhead? Just like that. We need to learn so many things. So here it is said, the Vedic principles are to help us understand this eternal relationship. See, we have forgotten the eternal relationship, and now these Vedic principles will actually teach us or make us understand our relationship, you know, with the Lord. And what is the essence of all the Vedas? Vedaishya sarveirahameva vedyaha. So if we want to understand Vedas, or what is the essence of Vedas, is knowing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna says this in 15:15, Bhagavad Gita. Now what are we supposed to understand about the Lord? One word, Prajapatihi. This is what we need to understand. There's one very nice Vedic hymn which Prabhupada is mentioning here. He says, Patim Vishwasyatmeshwaram. What does that mean? He is the Lord of the living entities. Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu is the Lord of the living entities. Pati basically means Pati iti Pati. The one who is the maintainer or one who is the protector, that person is called as Pati. And who's Pati? Praja, all the living entities. There's one nice shloka from Srimad Bhagavatam. So many times Pati word is used. Let me recite the shloka. Shriya Patir Yagya Patihi Praja Patir Dhyam Patir Loka Patir Dhara Patihi Patir Gatis Chandhaka Vrishni Satvatam Prasidatam Me Bhagavan Satam Patihi. Pati, 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 everywhere Pati. And who is this Pati? Vishnu only. Don't think about any other Pati. It's only Vishnu. He is the one who can maintain everyone. He is the one who can protect everyone. Eko bahunam yo vidadati kaman. He is the maintainer of everyone. Now the next thing, you know, to understand. Okay, we understood about Prajapati. After that, what? How to build that relationship? We know now, we know the person, but now how to build that relationship? So what are we supposed to do? We're not supposed to do anything. Lord has already given, you know, that what exactly the living entities are supposed to go through. So here, the Lord created this material world, the second reason that is given, to enable the conditioned souls to learn how to perform yajnas for the satisfaction of Vishnu. So we were the naughty kids who said, I want to stay with you, O Krishna. And we came to this material world. Lord created this material world and He sent us here. Go. And He is giving us a chance to go back home back to Godhead. What all things He gave? He gave this material world. Second, He gave the Vedic principles by which we can understand Him. And third, He has also given us the process by which we can go back to Him. Look at the merciful nature of the Lord. He could have just rejected us. Get lost, you. You know, you have left my place. Now you're so rebellious. Get out from here. I don't want to see you. Normally this would be the mood of a parent, you know, if a kid is extremely rebellious. But then look at the Lord. Lord is like, no, you are my bacha. No, it's okay, you be here. No, you be here, what do you want? You want this? Okay, chalo, take it. You want this? Okay, chalo, take it. And here, Krishna is very clear. But those who really want to come back to me, please do this. What is that? Yajnaha, sacrifices. For whom? For the satisfaction of Vishnu. And what happens when someone does these sacrifices for the pleasure of Vishnu? Here it's given. First, that person will live very comfortably in this material world without any anxiety. See, everyone wants to live happily. Everyone wants peace, satisfaction. But people don't know how to get it. And Krishna is telling, see, He is the creator of this material world. And He knows what is the desire, you know, in us. Because He is the, you know, Paramatma in our heart. He knows very well what is our desire. And accordingly, He wants to fulfill our desire. He wants to give us satisfaction. So He has given us the right way to do it. But the thing is, we don't know. And we don't want to follow. That's the problem. So here, anyone who follows, you know, this descriptions given in the Vedic scriptures, especially about the Vedic sacrifices, this is the first thing that will happen. That the person will live comfortably in this material world without anxiety. Second, that person will gradually purify himself, gradually become Krishna conscious and become godly in all respects. He'll get all the wonderful qualities. third thing. So when he's getting purified, when he's becoming Krishna conscious, what will happen next? Next is, he'll go back home, back to Godhead, the ultimate goal of life. Now we are telling sacrifice, sacrifice. What sacrifice are we talking about? Am I supposed to do sitting in front of yajna? Swaha. You need pure ghee, you need proper brahmanas, you need all pure ingredients. One should be pure, the place should be pure. And guess what? In Kali Yuga, nothing is pure. So, in Kali Yuga, only one yajna, only one sacrifice can be done for the pleasure of Vishnu. Even if done improperly, it's okay. Lord is like, chalega, no problem. Because Kali Yuga is like this, worst. So he has given a very, very simple way. What is that? Krishna Varanam Tvisha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagyahi Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedashaha. So here it is given that Yagyai Sankirtana Praya Yajantihi Sumedashaha. In this age of Kali, there is only one thing, that Sumedaha, those people who are intelligent, they will do this. What is that? It's called as Sankirtana Yajna, chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So just by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we are actually doing yajna, Sankirtan yajna. And by doing this yajna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will be purified. The Supreme Personality of Godhead will be pleased and we will be purified. And what will happen? Three things. First, all our desires will be fulfilled. Second, we will be purified. We will become Krishna conscious. And third, and the most important thing, we will perfect our human form of life by going back, home back to Godhead. And in the next few verses, Lord is describing very beautifully about how these desires will be fulfilled. Now, someone might have questions. Theek hai, you're telling all this by doing sacrifices, desire will be fulfilled. But then tell me, step by step, how the desires will be fulfilled. And now Krishna is going to go to the details of each and everything and he's going to describe it to us very nicely. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.